I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up today is World AIDS Day. Later in the program, we'll hear about some of the strides being made to fight the spread of the virus and the ongoing challenges of fighting the pandemic. That conversation in just a few minutes. And we'll hear from our money coach, Alvin Hall, on his tips about holiday shopping. But first, more on the economy. As we've already discussed, President Obama will hold his so-called job summit, where prominent business executives and city leaders from across the nation will meet to discuss how to get more Americans back to work. That's scheduled for Thursday. First, though, we're going to go to Dallas, where Mayor Tom Leppert has taken matters into his own hands. He just returned from a trip to Asia, where he tried to persuade Chinese and Korean businesses to open manufacturing plants in Dallas. And he joins us from NPR member station KERA in Dallas to tell us more about it. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for talking to us.
Michelle, it's good to be with you.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the unemployment rate in Texas is now a little below the national average at 8.3%. Michigan, of course, other places in the Midwest are faring much worse. But what would you say is the mood in Dallas? Are people feeling the anxiety?
Well, I think, Michelle, there's a lot of concern over the jobs picture, not only in Dallas, but across the country. I think on a relative basis in Dallas, we feel much better than most places in the nation, to be truthful with you. As you mentioned, unemployment rate in Texas in our area has roughly been about 2% below what you've seen on a national average. So we have some dynamics here that I think have been more positive, but as you also point out, there's no place in this country or in the nation that's been immune from what's happening on an economic standpoint.
What was the purpose of your trip to Asia? What were you hoping specifically to accomplish? Did you have a focus on specific types of businesses that you're hoping to lure to the area?
We tried to accomplish a couple of things. One is continue to build awareness in Dallas and in the Texas economy. I think for a long time, both Asia and Europe have focused on the two coasts. Our message was that the job environment, the investment environment in Dallas is much more attractive than it is in other parts of the country. So like any effort, unless we market that, it's not valuable to us. And it is valuable to have that investment come into our community. That produces jobs, it produces tax base. We also understand that the world is a pretty small place today. And unless we're going to be competitive, especially in areas that have as large an economic impact as Asia and in China, we're not going to be successful long term. So we felt that it's very important to reach out and make sure that the Dallas message is understood and make sure that we were aggressively going after investment on a global basis.
One of the reasons we called you is that your efforts in this area seem to track the message that the White House is sending with this job summit on Thursday. I mean, they seem to be saying that the federal government has done all it can do directly in terms of spending and that it's now up to the private sector. But are there areas in which federal policy would be helpful, in your opinion?
Oh, I think there's an awful lot of areas where federal policy can be helpful. I think what government's role has to be is create a foundation, create an environment that encourages private investment.
But from the standpoint of federal policy and what would be helpful and supportive, are there any specific requests that you would make of your national leadership? For example, one idea that's been touted is a federal tax credit for businesses to promote hiring. Do you think that's a good idea?
All of that's going to be important, especially in the short term. But we need to understand that we live in very much of a global economy today. And when you look at issues, you know, you go back a couple of decades and we had one of the lowest corporate tax rates of any of the industrialized countries. Today, we have the second highest. So those sorts of things, unfortunately, become encouragement to create jobs in other places. So we've got to be conscious of not only the short term, the things that you mentioned, Michelle, we've also got to be conscious that we have to have an economy that's going to be competitive in the longer term. And unfortunately, I think in some ways we've all lost sight of that, that what we've done is looked at kind of the near term and we sometimes forget that 5, 10, 15, 20 years actually comes. And today it's a pretty competitive place out there. You see that when I was in Asia. Those folks understand what capitalism is very, very well. And unless we're going to look at all these factors, we're going to lose the competitiveness that I think has been the strength of this nation for a long time.
I do think it's fair to point out at this point that you are a Republican, that the Dallas mayoral position is officially nonpartisan. The election
is officially nonpartisan.
Dallas
is, as you say, Michelle, Dallas is nonpartisan. I think we have been very successful in pulling all the different constituencies together. And I think that's one of the reasons that we've been successful in Dallas over the last several years.
But you've also been critical of the way Congress distributed the stimulus money through state governors. You said that the money would have been better spent had it been channeled through local levels. Why is that? And is there anything that can be – that decision's already been made. But going forward, are there other initiatives that you think would be better targeted toward local governments?
I think to the first part of your question, Michelle, I think there's really two issues to that. One is the objective in any type of stimulus package is to try to get the dollars at the lowest level, and not necessarily at the city, but to the project level. And the more hands that touch it, there are the less part of the dollar that actually gets down to the actual project level. And that's where it's created jobs. It's not created jobs at the state level or at the city level. It's creating jobs at the project level. And I think it's very important to make sure that it gets all the way down to that level. The second aspect of it, and I think it addresses where we are as a nation, is for the first time we've got more people living in cities than we do in rural areas. If you look at some of the allocations of dollars in key areas, surface transportation is an example. If you take the top round numbers, 80 largest metropolitan areas, that accounts for about 3/4 of the economy of the nation. But yet in those surface transportation dollars, only about less than 50% actually went to those metropolitan areas. And again, you want to put the dollars to where it's going to have the biggest impact. And when you see over 3/4 of the economic impact in cities, but less than 50%, then there's an efficiency that we've lost on that. And again, I think part of that is the change that you've seen over the last couple of decades of more and more people living in cities. And that hasn't been reflected in some of the allocations and really in some of the political institutions that we have across the nation.
Tom Lippert is the mayor of Dallas, Texas. He joined us today from NPR member station KERA in Dallas. Mr. Mayor, I thank you so much for speaking with us.
Michelle, it's good to be with you.